News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Leading experts in Ireland and the UK working in online safety have come together to explore how to create a safer digital space for children and young people in an initiative led by the Children's Rights Alliance. Exposure to harmful content suggesting hate, self-harm and suicide, cyberbullying, privacy violations are just some of the issues under the spotlight. We're joined by Nolene Blackwell, Online Safety Coordinator at the Children's Rights Alliance. Nolene, tell us, do you think tech companies are stepping up to the plate? Are they taking enough responsibility for their younger users?
That's one of the big questions that is under consideration at the moment. And at the moment, actually, everyone is saying, no, they're not. But it's a question of what you consider their responsibility. If you look at it this way, Shane, for the past 20, 30 years, the internet has been around and available to people. And the big tech companies, the social media companies, the search companies, all of the large companies have had an unrestricted run to explore all of that. And there has been a lot of learning, there's been a lot of advance in our societies as a result of it. But they haven't either had to prioritise things. And during that time, they've learned how to commercialise, how to make a real monetary asset out of what's on the internet. And so therefore, we are talking about commercial companies whose sort of main focus is undoubtedly going to be the money they make for themselves, for their shareholders, etc. And even the number of people they employ. So what is happening now is that too late in the day, very slowly, Ireland, Europe, the rest of the world is recognising that we have to have schemes in place, we have to have systems so that what the tech companies are selling are safe products. And right now, all the harms that you listed there at the start, cyberbullying, recommenders that lead children down nasty pathways, misinformation, all of these things are not properly regulated. But Ireland, as part of Europe, and indeed as part of the wider world, is way behind the tech companies in thinking about this.
Okay, so what do we do about it, Nolene?
So really the ultimate aim will be that we will not allow companies to operate anywhere within Europe or serving European customers that don't sell safe products. Do you know you cannot sell a fridge in Europe at the moment that's not safe? It's not about whether you know how to use a fridge or not. The fridge has to be safe. Same with the car. The same is not true about the products that are sold by the tech companies. So today, what we will be looking at as part of the focus of the Children's Rights Alliance, which also works on child poverty, education, other issues, and it's launching its annual report. But what we'll be looking at is, how do you keep children's rights to get the best out of what the internet can offer in terms of connecting, in terms of education, and at the same time, ensure that the products that they're being sold are safe and that they know how to use them through media literacy, that their parents and carers understand and can contribute. But what we don't want is, we don't want it put all back on the children by saying you can't touch any of that stuff, or on their parents.
I've got to be honest with you, Nolene, I'm not remotely optimistic anything's going to change here.
Yeah, but, you know, I often align it to the banks it's now 10 or 15 years since the last recession. When the recession happened, an awful lot of it was down to irresponsible lending by the banks. And there was some regulation in place, but not enough. It took 100 years
easier
to get the banks into
easier
shape.
To regulate the banks, though, isn't it? Much easier.
Yeah, Oh, undoubtedly. But even the tech companies are realising that they have egg on their faces, that they should be blushing at the lack of... I think they care, because actually we have to buy their products. And what somebody will do is, somebody will make safer products, and those are the ones we will be buying. Those are the ones we'll be consuming. Those are the ones advertising will be going to. So look, Shane, we're not going to solve it today. I won't be on to you tomorrow saying, by the way,
they
sorted it all out. But it is something that is moving very fast and that we have to be involved with. And I think the focus that we're putting on it at the Lions of saying, you make sure you plug in the rights. There are rights there. Europe is building a legal infrastructure around it. We now have a Commission, a media commission that is starting to regulate, still very softly, but we think that it has to be that balance. It's not that hard. They only have to sell safe products. And so we have to know what's in their products, and we have to show that particularly vulnerable people like children are only getting access to products that are safe for children. And that is something we can accomplish, not in one fell swoop, but over a period of a few years. I really think we can make huge progress there.
Okay. Well look, good luck with your discussions and consultations today. Nolene Blackwell, Online Safety Coordinator at the Children's Rights Alliance. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.